Hello, I'm Tom Moan, and today I'm beginning an old and yet continuing adventure. In 1968, my family and I returned to Tulsa, where I became the general manager of KOR-UFM and Oral Roberts, radio announcer. At that time, from 1968 until March of 71, I had a daily program entitled Good Morning, Brother Pilgrim. And now, after 50 years, I'm resurrecting it with a new title, Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim. And a pilgrim is a person who's on a journey, and in this case, a journey of the kingdom of God on earth as Jesus prayed. So I hope you'll join me as we look into the past, the present, and the future.
This is the Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim podcast with Tom Moan for August 3rd, 2020.
Well, once again, good morning, fellow pilgrims. What a delight to be with you again. This podcast is going to air on about the 3rd of August, and I'm going to be remembering some things that have happened in the last 2 months. Some of you may remember that we did several weeks with my son and daughter, Paul and Devon, as they talked about how God gave them victory through alcoholism and the mutual kinds of problems that they had to work through with one another, with God, with their family, and, of course, with their brothers and sisters. It's been a marvelous time. Another thing that has happened in this time is Barbara, who has Parkinson's, has gone through a very difficult time. She went through 3 seizures and was in the hospital. And I don't want to get sounding terrible. It's just been a difficult time with that Parkinson and the seizures. And then I've had some lumbar problems with stenosis in the back and great pain in my back and legs, and have been through several shots and now a lumbar, what they call a lumbar puncture, and they may do that again. But for about a month and a half, here at home has been very, very difficult. But during that time, Barbara and I have learned a great deal. Some of those things I will be passing on to you. I want to thank, just publicly as I have privately, friends who have prayed for us and given us, brought us meals, and our children who I just believe have God going to receive or put upon them many, many stars in their crowns. Some have had to spend nights with us, night after night. We couldn't get up or do things that normally we could, and our children were there to minister to us. And it's the fourth commandment, honor your father and mother, that your lives may be long on the earth. And they are certainly do it, and we are its recipients. The other thing I would like to add that I've learned through this is something that many years ago I thought I had learned, and evidently I needed to relearn it. In the scripture, it says, blessed, more blessed are those to give than to receive. And I've always believed that and taught my family. Barbara and I have been, as God would lead, as generous as he would give us grace to be. And God has blessed our generosity and blessed how blessed it is to give. What a joy it is. Well, in the last month and a half, we have been reminded that sometimes the giving is to receive the gifts of others. And that revelation has been difficult as our children and other friends have done things, many of them menial tasks in daily life. They've been there to do them and to receive them. And I had to fight through some pride. Oh, don't do that, don't do that. And the Lord would say, why is it so difficult for you to receive the gift of others? Well, I'm learning again, and I'm so grateful. During this time, we also have found our just times of remembering together. Barbara and I have been married. We'll be 60 years next April. I will turn 85 in December, and Barbara 80. And we've been thinking about the grace of God in our lives over the years, and we're so helpful, we're so grateful. I'm not trying to live in the past or memories, but the things have come back that I'll be sharing in just a few moments. But I want to begin with a devotional that was in the last month that I often read, and it's called Turning Point by Dr. David Jeremiah. And this is a devotional from the 27th of July, 2020, called Things Will Get Better. Quote, Isaiah 11:9, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." Our planet is wrought with fears of pandemics, wars, earthquakes, and global economic meltdowns. The worst is yet to come for planet Earth, for there's a future 7-year period known as the tribulation. But wait, at the end of the tribulation, Jesus Christ will descend from heaven and deal with evil and establish a 1,000-year kingdom, which we call the millennium. Our Lord will reign from New Jerusalem, unify the world, transform nations, and give us a preview of eternity. He will also fulfill all the promises made in the Old Testament to the nation of Israel. In the Book of Signs, which Dr. Jeremiah wrote, he wrote this, "The millennium will be a time of great peace. It will also be a time of prosperity. The whole world will be economically healthy, and the land of Israel will flourish beyond anything imaginable." Don't peer into the future with fear and foreboding. Gaze forward with anticipation. Things are going to get better, much better. If God be our God, He will give us peace in trouble. When there is a storm without, He will make peace within. The world can create trouble and peace, but God can create peace in trouble. Well, that's exactly what Barbara and I have experienced the last month or month and a half. We've had pain and difficulty, sorrow, some relationships, but God has proved to be absolutely marvelous in the midst of the pain. I often quote from 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, where he says, "Why are you surprised at the fiery ordeal that's come upon you, as though something strange is happening to you? It's happening to your brothers and sisters around the world." Peter wrote that way back in the 1st century, and it's been true ever since. Sometimes people have received a gospel that's not really the gospel of the kingdom or the gospel that Jesus preached, but a gospel that says, you know, everything's going to be wonderful. Come to Jesus and you won't have any more problems in your life. And so they come to Jesus on that basis, and strangely enough, things begin to happen. It's difficult. And they wonder, wait a minute, I didn't understand it this way. Well, Jesus puts it this way in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "Blessed are these who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, I read that because I believe that God has been speaking to Barbara and I in this, what one might call, kind of like downtime. Well, I want to tell you, our downtime has been very current time in walking with God. As I give this update, I'm going to talk about this, and in the next podcast, a series of experiences that have taken place. I heard some prophetic words, and Barbara and I have gone through a time in the last 50-plus years where we've heard lots of what you would call prophetic words, going all the way back to, say, 1965, many of them by people who called themselves prophets and apostles and had these words from God, and some of them just never panned out. As a result, we became somewhat suspicious when we heard somebody say, "I'm a prophet," or "I'm an apostle," or "I have a word." And we would just say, well, no, wait a minute, you know, a lot of the things you're talking about just have never come to pass. And sometimes those, quote, prophetic words have been very self-serving, because at the end it is, send your money to me, build my ministry. It's all about me, not about God. But recently, Barbara and I were remembering an experience that took place, oh, let's say about 1970, 1971. Well, as we listened to these so-called prophets and apostles, we became rather discouraged. Some of the things that we heard about, for instance, were, I can remember somebody was talking about the second coming of Christ, and this particular ministry said, you must all come and move to us. I think it was in Arizona, and you were to sell everything and come and live in a tight community. And they did. And it just, they kept waiting for Jesus to come and for Jesus to come. And of course, he didn't. And it just became despairing. Things weren't going the way they'd been prophesied. There are another group that sold everything and moved to a mountaintop and rebuilt some things as though Jesus was going to pick them up off the mountaintop. Now, I realize that you can say, well, they're silly to believe that sort of thing. But when your heart is open to God and you read the scripture and you know Jesus is coming again and you look around in the world and somebody comes with, quote, a prophetic word, you don't want to be disobedient. And if you're young in the faith, as Barbara and I were young in the faith, as all of us had a time of that, you might follow someone or something or some word that's really not God. Well, I've been through that many, many times. But recently, we've received words from people who don't have, quote, national and international ministries, but people who are just members of a fellowship in Tennessee or Georgia or Arkansas or here in Tulsa area. And they have words from God, and they don't know what to do with them. They're not claiming to be prophetic. They just say, one guy was listening to, he said, will you help me? I can't help. I get these dreams, and I don't know what to do with them. I'm going to give them to you and tell me what you think. And he had a dream last November, it would be in 2019, and he saw a fist hit the church. And he didn't understand why that was happening. He saw schools closed. Now, this is last November. He saw bank buildings torn, politicians in the back room all doing all sorts of conspiracy things and choosing more to be re-elected than they are to serve the people. And then finally he got one that talked about, I want you to get ready for this coming November. Brace yourself because persecution is coming upon the church. And I want you to prepare food and prayer for people. And he said, I don't know just how to do all of that. The point I'm saying is, this wasn't a guy saying, now send me a bunch of money because of my prophetic word. He was just saying, I don't know what to do with all of this. Well, he was saying that. And as we heard these, quote, words, Barbara and I began to pray and seek God, because here are some of the things that we know are happening. During this pandemic, I don't know what many people may think, but I think there are at least two or three levels that this pandemic is touching. I think the biggest level is the church. I believe the church in general, not all churches everywhere, but in general, has betrayed the Lord Jesus. In a previous podcast I brought up, I said I can see the bride of Christ standing in front of the mirror, loving itself. And I had to add, by the way, in the bride are men and women. It wasn't just women in the body of Christ, it's men and women. They were all concerned about themselves. It was all about me. That's why the social gospel was such a devastating lie to the church, because the church began to think that somehow taking care of people, food, shelter, and clothing was primary. And it isn't that it isn't part of the church's ministry, but the primary part is to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus says it over and over and over. Paul says it over and over and over. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things, the necessities of life, food, shelter, and clothing shall be added unto you. Now, with those scriptures in mind, I want to end this particular podcast by praying that you will read with me from the 24th chapter of Matthew about the second coming of Jesus and when he talked about it. Because I believe we are living in a time when he is coming again. I'm hearing some things and I want to pass them on to you, and I want to share some experiences with you and some words that God spoke to us many years ago. And it's all about, I believe, the judgment of God, as I mentioned, has come to the church, it's come personally, and it's come to our nation. And repentance is the only thing God is asking. So I just ask in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit, as you read from the 24th chapter of Matthew, where I will begin next podcast, that the Holy Spirit will speak to you, and you'll know in your heart, this isn't some word from some guy somewhere, but something he's speaking in your own heart. Because I say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
This podcast is available for free download in iTunes and at moanministriesbookstore.com. Sarah Rahm's album, Days of Rain, is available on iTunes and most streaming platforms.